are listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. My name is Johnny Truck. This is OST, the Super Soundtrack Show, every Saturday. Today we are lucky enough to have a return visit from Blaxploitation, Ed. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Johnny. How are you?
Not bad. I understand you're slightly under the weather, Ed, but we'll hopefully make it to the end of the show.
That's right. I'm just here to play a few things. I've struggled all the way in just to try and spin some nice funky tunes for everybody.
Oh, good. So today, following up on a show we did about 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago,
yeah,
something like that, which was the sort of introduction to Blaxploitation. We're going to sort of try and take it on a foot or two today and play some interesting... I think funky is... We could use the word funky, couldn't we? But it might go all over the place. Looking at what we've got to play, it could go anywhere, couldn't it?
Yeah, we're not quite sure which direction it's going to take, so it's going to be quite free-form today.
Good. Well, I'm looking forward to it, Ed. I'm sure you are. And we'll start with an advert. Yeah, groovy baby. Okay, in reverse order. I always think I sound like Miss World or Eric Morley or whatever. Was it Eric Morley?
I think you're right.
That funny sweaty man who used to do.
Well, it's supposed to be Miss happening World. In London, isn't it, this year? But there's some sort of scandal again.
See if I can get him free.
You never know. He might be able to do the compare.
In a bikini. Yes.
There's a thought.
Okay, in reverse order, we had Really, 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 which is, surprisingly enough, James Brown from the seminal Slaughter's Big Ripoff. Classic blaxploitation, but I think most people play the funky ones and leave out that little sort of Latin thing, which I think is really quite charming.
It's very, very nice. Sounds completely unlike the JB.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Yeah, really yeah. good. Then Tom Scott Jump Back, which is a little baby you brought in, which is quite odd, isn't it? Because it's the sequel to Fritz the Cat.
Yeah, this was a movie that bombed at the box office. So,
not
by
really
the look
surprised.
Of it, well, it's quite a good movie. I really enjoyed it. Originally, there was a catalogue number for this album, but it looks as if the record company thought that it was probably not going to sell, so they only put out a promo 45 for it. But it's a great tune and a nice two-sider.
Tom Scott.
Tom Scott, on Ode. You can find it. Plenty of UK pressings if you look hard.
No, I liked it. I thought it was quite cute, actually, and still with that strange, slightly sleazy Fritz the Cat sound to it,
yeah,
if you know what
yeah.
I mean.
I mean, it's got the real sort of straight-ahead LA session guy type of feel to it, but it's a little rawer than the normal LA Express albums, so it's really got a bit more of a sort of dance floor, sort of heavier funk groove to it.
I might be using that tonight, actually. Anyway, moving on. Before that we heard Spiagge Azure, which is Alison Droney from a bit of library on the Cermi label. Cermi is one of the smaller and more curious libraries from Milan, I think. And nobody's really started reissuing that stuff properly apart from Dr. Roberto Zamori, who we were talking about earlier in the CAF, weren't we?
Yes, I think we both...
And they have brushes.
That's right. Come across them in a previous life.
Yes. And then we started the show with the consulate theme.
The consulate theme. Get away from the everyday. Now, I've got to say a big thanks to Mark for that one. A bit of a gem from Indonesia, of all places.
And I think I was mentioning the fact that they are very, very heavy smokers out in Indonesia, and I think that's probably one of their favourite brands, or certainly from that period, about 1969, sounded like.
That's it. They like a bit of menthol.
I went through a small menthol phase, actually, did I? It was, ghastly. I think I was smoking these things called San Maritzes when I was about 17. Disgusting cigarettes. Wouldn't go near one now. Okay, I think we're going to France now, aren't we?
Yeah, let's go into the 80s with Michel Legrand.
M'en ombre et le sillage, de l'homme seigneur et maître. together. Let's do it all together.
Genius it is, or rather was, Serge Gainsbourg. That was from Man on 70, which I think was only originally issued as a small 7-inch with a really lovely little purple cover with Catherine Deneuve wearing a bobble hat on the front cover. Very pleasant. Never see it. And that is, I'm afraid, off a CD and a funny old box set that we both believe, and it was a popular rumour, wasn't it, that the box set, well, it's not really, it's more of a book set. called Le Cinéma de Serge Gainsbourg, which is worth finding if you can. And there were rumours in sort of soundtrack circles that it was banned, wasn't it? The sort of like the week it came out.
Yeah, it was withdrawn, we believe. So if anybody's got any more information about this, there's one particular track which I think we might
play a bit later.
But it's a very nice little number, so I think, yes, we'll definitely have to play that, but there might have been some reasons why that was withdrawn.
Yeah, I think it has to do with legality and rights and all that jiggery-pokery that goes on. But that was Manon 70, and before that we listened to The Family.
The Family?
Pretty funky. I had not heard that one before, and I did enjoy it a lot. Well,
apparently this is quite a rare record, even in Sweden.
Now, so it's a Swedish film, isn't it?
It's a Swedish film from the early 70s. The music is by Lena, Maria and Sweet Wine. Now, Sweet Wine did a load of sort of rock albums in the early 70s. They kind of look a bit like ABBA.
They do a bit, actually, yeah. Not as attractive.
Not as attractive and, frankly, not quite as good.
No.
But on that particular record, just for a minute, they really let loose. And, we like that one a lot.
So is the rest of the record rubbish? Or?
It's much more rock. And that one is just... great.
Yeah, it is, actually. It's all right. Well, I was trying to price it as you were playing it, but we won't talk about that, will we?
Because no.
Before that, we had the instrumental from La Leçon Particulière by Francis Lai, which is only on the LP and not on the funny little French EP. It might be a Japanese CD by now. I don't think it's been issued as a European CD yet.
No. This one originally came out in France in about, 71 on a natty little four-track EP. It's got two of the good tracks for the album, but Johnny's just made me jealous as hell by playing the Japanese, you swine.
And then before that, what did you call it? Qu'est-ce qui fait cool David?
Yeah, a Michel Legrand score.
This is a late one,
82. And yet, he suddenly obviously decides, oh no, go and ditch this 80s stuff and go back to the 70s and get the organ out.
So it's a great little track, actually. Really,
really tight, really tight.
And not too difficult to find either, by the looks of it. But then we say that, but then what I'll do is I'll go home and try and search it out, and it won't be anywhere. Which is what tends to happen when you get tipped off with something. You know, you go and look for it and...
You know what's happening now, I can hear all those people.
Scribbling.
They're scribbling right now and they'll find it.
Talking of scribbling, we will be having a competition in about 20 minutes. It is a prize. There may well be two, we haven't discussed that yet, but there will be a phone-in. And this time, and this week, I'll say the phone number really slowly. What are we going to listen to now, Ed?
Well, the next one is quite an obscure one. This is by...
No!
Peter Herbolzheimer, you know, everybody's favourite German trombonist.
Rhythm combination and brass, of course.
I've got to say, the whole album is no Live im Onkel Poe, but it has certainly got some really, really sweet moments on here. It's kind of a little bit wistful, a little bit autumnal, a little bit...
We like that, don't we? I think what it's worth pointing out today, that things like the whole genre of, I suppose we have to label it blaxploitation, but sort of funky film music. It doesn't always have to be funky, does it? It just has to be good.
That's right.
Slightly, well, a bit like this next track.
Yeah.
And, you know, for us enthusiasts, it doesn't always have to be banging, does it?
No, it doesn't have to have massive drums, and it doesn't have to work hard on
break in it.
No, that's it. It can just be about relaxing or just beautiful music, and this is the sort of record that you're just not going to be able to get the melody out of your head for the next month.
You reckon?
Let's give it a go. Thank you.
people met quite by accident and became very good friends. So this song is about two people, not two individual people, but two nations of people, each having their own customs, traditions, and languages, and art and music. Now take art, for instance. Art is a language that speaks to anyone that beholds it, and music is pretty much the same. Now take music. In Mexico, there's a town called Janitzio where many of the young Chicano musicians are combining their musical art and the black music art called soul music or jazz, which together brings about a new culture in music. Latin jazz or soul music in a Latin groove. So, to my Chicano brothers, here is from my heart, my friendship to you, as you have shown me, and that maybe someday we can be, as brothers be. And from my heart, these things I say are true. Brother, I extend my hand to you. Yo quisiera decir muchas gracias. Yo espero tu quiero mi música. Mm-hmm.
never guess that with the Bionic Woman. Can you believe that? We just listened to the Bionic Woman. There's only 50 copies of that in the world.
And we were listening to a whole 6 minutes of that.
Yes,
we really enjoyed it. No, no, it's good.
Yeah, well, it's a bit indulgent, but no, you don't hear that music, and I know it's... Well, it's certainly deep in my heart, the Bionic Woman. Lindsay Wagner.
Slow Motion.
Was Oscar in? No, Oscar wasn't part of that, was it? Anyway, look, we digress. We've luckily just been joined by, well, Pixie Sean. Hello, Psychedelic Sean, who was on the show last week. I told you you could only come in once, Sean, and you've already...
you've already been here all the time.
You've already broken the rules. What have we listened to before? I've written it down, haven't I? Oh, yes, SAS. Michel Magne.
A French thing from about 82.
Yeah, and before that, the...
That was Savage, wasn't
Savage,
it?
Yeah. On the streets or in the sheets, he's a savage. Great record.
Yeah, we really are that one, and it's not the track that most people would normally pick out either. That was a good choice.
It is. Thanks very much. Cheers. And
lots of self-congratulation and backslapping in the office.
And before that, I thought that was beautiful. You told me it was going to be good, and it is. That Das Traumhaus.
Peter Herbolzheimer from about 77, 78 on Philips.
You can make a noise, Sean. It's okay. No one's listening. Right. So, I think what we've got to do is have a competition. I can't really think of... I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll think of a question, and then we'll come to the competition. We'll play this funny thing you've brought in. What's that?
It's a German record.
German record.
It's a German record.
Okay, everyone, this is a German record. Okay, everybody, it's competition time. The big OST screen test starts now. The telephone number you need, 0207-836-3664. That's 0207-836-3664. To win today's... Oh, there's two prizes today. First is a little CD compilation of sort of weird, odd, psychedelic-y, funny stuff with actually a funky soundtrack moment on it. Or the other prize is probably one of my CDRs from today, which are actually quite good and worth having, because you can play them and everyone will go, wow, this is great music. Anyway, today's question, because it's a Blaxploitation show, there are currently three of us in, I was going to say in the shop, we're not in the shop, are we?
No, it's not the shop.
Three of us in the studio today, and the competition is... The only thing we could think of is we had a look around the studio, and one of us in the studio today is wearing Shaft's trousers, and I mean they're pretty garish, and they're Czech, and they're loud. Is it A, Johnny, B, Ed Blaxploitation, that is, or C, Psychedelic Sean? So the question is today, who is wearing Shaft's psychedelic trousers today? Is it A, Johnny, B, Ed from Blaxploitation.com, or C, Psychedelic Sean? Phone numbers are open now. No, phone lines are open now. So start ringing.
Thank you. and squall.
Move it, move on in, move it, move on in.
What's gonna do when the fuzz dog barks?
Move it, move on in, move it, move on in.
What's gonna do when the siren sounds? What's gonna do when the fuzz come round?
Move it, move on in, move it, move on in.
What's gonna do when the fuzz come round?
Move on in, move on in, move on in.
What's gonna do when the club you down?
Move on in, move on in, move on in.
What's gonna do when the full of heat? What's gonna do when the beat you beat? What's gonna do when the buzz brings the club and the maze down? When the tanks come around? What you gonna do when you shove back and the carbines crack? What you gonna do?
Move on in, move on in. Move on in, move on in, move on in.
What you gonna do now?
Move in, move on in, move on in, move on in.
Tell me just one more time.
Move in, move on in.
What you
move
gonna
in,
do?
Move on in.
You are listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. My name is Johnny Trunk. This is OST, the Super Soundtrack Show, with special guest today, Ed, and someone sneaked in called Psychedelic Shore. How come that's still going? That's really weird. Because look, it's not working. So I'm just going to turn the music down. We seem to be having a slight problem with the signal, so if you are experiencing slight problems with your signal, please do keep listening, because we are trying to work on it as we speak. Incidentally, the competition still has not been won. No one yet has told us who is wearing Shaft's trousers today, whether it's A, me, B, Ed, or C, Psychedelic Sean. The phone number you need, if you can hear us, is 0207 836 3664.
So,
if they can't hear us, well, they'll have to wait until you can hear us.
Or email us.
Or email us, yes.
If you can't hear us, just email.
But we'll come to that in a minute. In meanwhile, we'll play something funky from Biker Documentary. We'll be right back. This lovely music playing. Just to let you know, the competition, we still have one prize left. It's shocking. 0207 836 3664, 0207 836 3664. Remember, we need to know who is wearing Shaft's trousers. One person has got it right. Is it A, Johnny, B, Ed, or C, Psychedelic Sean? The phone's ringing, someone else is having a guess. That out. Sorry, that's not the track we're supposed to be playing. I would like to just announce in public that I am making a complete fool of myself on this show today. Several several times I've pressed the wrong button and then blamed the engineer for the desk not working.
That's actually been my fault.
So I do apologise. We're just about to listen to Bare Knuckles, which is an extremely obscure, funky one, isn't it?
Street. That's right, yeah. On Gucci by Vixie, is it? It's a really good one. It's got, in fact, the composer was in the movie. And the most famous person is the magnificent John Daniels, who was also in Candy Tangerine.
Oh, wasn't it? Yeah,
he was rubbish in that as well.
Oh, but you know, some of these films are rubbish, but the music tends to...
But the music makes up for it.
Yeah, a lot of these films survive purely because the music has a following, doesn't it? And then people go, oh, the music has a following, let's put the film out again. And no one buys the film, but it still has this following simply because of this funny attitude musician or music collectors seem to have. Am I talking rubbish?
Maybe.
No, okay. Still, we've not had the second right answer for who's wearing Shaft's trousers. It is a shock. It's surprisingly easy. You've got a, you know, 1 in 3 chance of getting it right. Is it A, Johnny, that's me, B, Ed, Blaxploitation Ed, or C, Psychedelic Sean? So who is wearing Shaft's trousers? The phone number is 0207-836-3664. The prize is... Well, we've got one prize left, and it's worth having it. It's something you can put in your CD player and use. Okay, Sean has just pointed out that we haven't told anybody what we've been playing, which is a little bit naughty. So, in reverse order, almost, that was Motel One, classic Sonny Bono LP.
1969, great cover photo of Cher.
Cher pre-op.
Yeah.
A pre-op Cher.
Pre-op.
When
pre-op,
she's looking quite...
Pre-op.
Yeah.
Pre-op.
Oh, yeah, all those pre-ops. When she's slightly...
Human.
Apache looking. Human. Look. Good word, Sean. Which is on Atco, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a great record, and it's got a couple of other hippie sort of... It's good. Just a great record, actually.
Nice chunky roads all over.
Then before that was... I can't remember.
It was...
Before that... Yeah, it was the secret one.
Secret one.
Before that, we had L.A. Montage from Bare Knuckles, which again is a classic sort of breakbeat blaxploitation thing that is a
definitely one of the funkiest records out there in terms of the blaxploitation stuff, and a late one as well from 77. Lots of analog synth, big wah wah.
Hear that, Sean?
I did.
And then before that, we had slight problems with the signal, and we kept banging on about the competition. But before that, we had Pop Mod from Le Magnifique.
That's right. Yeah, Conrad Bolling one.
Great cover, which is also used by that. Who's that funny DJ who did that dreadful house version of the Jane Fonda Workout LP? I can't remember his name, but anyway, that guy used Le Magnifique artwork on his record sleeves, sort of giving the impression he was cool and gun-toting.
It wasn't someone like Sasha or something.
No, no, it was someone like that, but I mean, they're all the same to me. And then before that, we had Gasoline Alley, which is from Winning.
That was an early Dave Grusin, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a cool... Well, I've got some more Dave Grusin. We might play that, because people seem to like that, don't they? And then before that, we had a little bit of a mistake with... Which we must apologise for, but the CD machine played up... Or was it the CD, Ed? From On Any Sunday, which we might play another bit of that.
Yeah, we'll definitely play
Could
that
Could it be
again.
User error, I guess, but... You know.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting...
User error.
But we should actually mention that On Any Sunday is one of those records that... has for some reason just rocketed in price over the last few months, and I really don't know why, but it's gone from being like a tenner, hasn't it, $10 to, we're just looking up on the Mac here, and there's one just sold for like $120, which I think is obscene, but people
at the same time, it's one of those records where you always thought, why is it so cheap? Because it's really, really good. It's like four or five tracks on there are really tight.
Yeah. Vocal harmonies,
vocal
breaks.
Vocal harmonies. You've got Umair Diodato's on there. Tom Scott's on there.
Emma Richards is on there.
Exactly. I mean, you can't go wrong. The band's fantastic. The music's great. And Bruce Brown tie-in, so you've got the sort of surfer
interest.
Surfing,
cool. Steve McQueen's in it, yeah.
Yeah. Liner notes with Steve McQueen.
It's all there, you know.
Perfect.
And before that, we listened to something... You'll have to pronounce this, because I... Casblau?
Casablan, yeah.
Sorry,
this is an Israeli musical, and there are some people out there who are trying to pretend that this is some sort of ridiculously rare record, and frankly, it's not. So, it's really good, though. We like it.
Yes, it was the funky one with the mad singing right at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah,
what was that sort of Terry and June type one?
Oh, yeah, you
Gimlet.
That one.
Ah, you see.
Gimlet. Johnny Harris, because we were talking about Johnny Harris, so I thought I'd drop a Johnny Harris tune. But it's called Gimlet, and it's the theme, I think, to something called Here and Now, and it's on a rubbish compilation, but it's a really quirky little bit of music.
Yeah, that's really, really nice.
I must thank Martin for that one, because he found it as usual. Okay, we'll move on. You'll be pleased to know that the competition has been won by one gentleman, a Dr. Thompson. That might be my writing. But he's won one thing. We still have one... The CD, which is the CDR from the show today, which is a recording of most of the music we play, because everyone keeps ringing up and saying the wrong answer, which is surprising, because it's actually a surprisingly easy question. 0207-836-3664. The question is, who today in the studio, there's three of us, is wearing... Oh, the phone's ringing. Is wearing Shaft's trousers? Is it A, Johnny, B, Ed Blaxploitation, or C, Psychedelic Sean? And we'll plod on with a bit of a classic Dankworth... Well, it wasn't really a remix, it was something he revisited, and then it got sampled by the Guerrillas. We'll be right back. are listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. My name is Johnny Trunk. This is OST, the Super Soundtrack Show. Not long left now. My two guests today, it started as one guest and then someone else came in, didn't they, Sean?
They did, they just appeared.
And we still have, we've had a surprising amount of calls we've had who have actually been wrong. We still have one prize, 0207 836 3664 is the number. And the answer to the question is, or rather you've got to answer the question, A, who is wearing Shaft's trousers? They're like sort of big, brown, flary and...
Check.
Pretty gross.
It's the key.
Check. A, Johnny. B, Blaxploitation Ed. Or C, Psychedelic Sean. What are we going to listen to next, guys, anyway?
What was that last one? That mad fuzz guitar.
And that's Four Flies on Grey Velvet and by Ennio Morricone. Before that, we had another track from On Any Sunday, which we actually heard in its entirety, which was quite nice.
Yeah.
Sally Stevens' vocal, classic. And yes.
The next one up is going to be... Fat Cat Strop from The Adventurers,
which was a special request. Actually, someone phoned in and got the question wrong, but they wanted to hear something from this LP, and luckily enough we brought it in. Let's see if I can cue it properly. It starts off quite quietly, as you can hear. Here it comes and gets busy. Quincy Jones. Yeah, groovy. Okay, that was a track from Puppet on Chain, which is Piero Piccioni, which before we go, we wanted to talk about that, because we've got a funny book, haven't we? And in the funny book, it actually says that
there is a bit of a controversy, and we think it might have been issued, but we don't think it's been issued.
Some of us don't.
Yeah, it's
one of those funny ones where we don't really know. I mean, it was issued, that particular recording was supposedly the first ever issue by DC Recordings, which is that guy, Depth Charge, in Notting Hill, who's a big fan of this kind of music, sort of Italian spy, weirdy stuff. He's a massive fan of it, in actual fact, which is why I think his first record was like a spaghetti western dub house thing, wasn't it? Yeah. Very interesting. But he's a big fan of that, and he'd been obsessed by the Alistair MacLean movie Puppet on a Chain for ages, and they ended up taking the music straight off the film, which is why the sound's slightly different. Still a great little album. I think it's still available.
Yeah,
it is. It's good, isn't it? Yeah. Very Italian and groovy and weird. I think it's a drug heisty film set in Amsterdam, and basically it is still available, I think, on DC Recordings. And if you like that sort of thing, the whole album's basically like that. It's great, and there's lots of little 1 minute, 2 minute tracks. It's Fat with a capital P, I think, is the expression.
Fat.
Yeah, fat. Fat. And before that, we had Night Out from the last porno flick by Bruno.
Yeah, Tony Bruno. Bit of a strange one on Brian Records, so you know it's not going to be the easiest to find.
It's a good record, though. Very enjoyable.
Yeah, some good stuff on there.
Yeah, if Brian Records is a pretty obscure label in America, really, that issued some quite key recordings that no one can ever find.
Yeah, and it looks like they only ever came out on a promotional issue, doesn't
right,
it?
So there's probably... Stop laughing, Sean. And then, before that, a special request for someone who phoned in and got the competition answer wrong. And we played The Adventurers' Fat Cat Strut from the classic... I suppose it's a reworking of The Adventurers, isn't it? It's not strictly the soundtrack, but it's a reworking of the soundtrack music, which doesn't sound anything like the soundtrack.
Yeah, frankly, it's much better.
That's fantastic.
And it's got a load more big-name players on there. Ray Brown's on there, Quincy Jones, and I think we've got a track in the middle there that you've neglected to mention.
Oh, the George Gasolini.
We like that.
Yeah, The Police Woman by George Gasolini, which is very cute. And originally that only came out as a film promo in Italy, and that was from the original little... It's the B-side of the original Seven, and it's a sort of cutesy, continental policewoman sort of film. And I think it's on a compilation, but I don't know which one, but I suppose if you go and search on the web for George Gasolini Policewoman, you'll probably find it. That's one way of doing it. Anyway, look, the clock's running dry, so we've got to go, and it's been a pleasure having you all in. It's been hilarious, actually. Incidentally, the answer to the question, who's wearing Shaft's trousers?
And we're not kidding, they really are.
They are Shaft's trousers. Was actually not B, Blaxploitation Ed, that everybody thought it was Blaxploitation Ed. It was Psychedelic Sean. Sean, you look great.
Thanks,
Tony. Thanks for coming in and making the competition worthwhile. So, competition winners, you will be getting stuff. I think Dr. Thompson was the original winner, and then, I believe, a gentleman called Jim. But I haven't written down his name properly, so I can't tell you. Anyway, look, you're listening to Resonance 101. Oh, Ed, thanks a million for coming in. It's been brilliant.
Oh, thanks, Johnny. Thanks again.
Tunes, as usual. We'll leave with something that you haven't heard yet, have you?
Well, frankly, it's a bit special, isn't it?
It's a little bit special. We're not going to hear much of it because we're going to get chucked off for Harmony Fraser. So this is Resonance 104.4 FM. You've been listening to me, Johnny Trunk, Ed from Blaxploitation.
Hello.
Sean.
Goodbye.
Psychedelic Sean. Cheerio. Tune in next week for more madness of the soundtrack sort, and we'll leave you with a little excerpt from Psychomania, which will be coming out in March. Yeah.
is what you make it.
So make the most of it.
Where?
The Careers Information Office.
When?
Beeslibab 3000.
The exciting exposition held annually at Earl's Court.
Exhibition halls.
The world.
Book now.
Online.
Offline.
Down the line.
Shop out a line.
Aqualine.
Ad people. They make Harmon sick up in his Cinzano.
You don't know me at all, do you?
Better.
No clue. Lots better. No clue. Lots.
No, ma'am.
It must be expensive.
Just £18
better. No clue.